One of the amazing things about what's happened in the last few weeks is not just that the numbers of people coming out are bigger than ever, but we have now hundreds and hundreds of organisations who have thrown their weight on the scales. Some of them have supported the movement for 2 years. Many have come on more recently. We welcome that immensely. And one of the sections of society that is mobilising now in much bigger numbers, in a more determined way, is the union movement in this country. That is a wonderful thing, and we salute all of the union members out there who have been lobbying and campaigning within their unions for their unions to take a stronger stand and to mobilise. But one of those unions who has put out some very great statements and is standing with us today is the New South Wales Teachers Federation. And so we welcome up the President of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, our Henry Rajendra, to speak to us today.
Thank you very much, Uncle Chris, for the acknowledgement of country, and I too pay my respects to elders past and present and any Aboriginal friends and comrades with us here today. My name is Henry Rajendra and I'm proudly the president of the mighty New South Wales Teachers Federation. On behalf of the tens of thousands of public school and TAFE teacher members of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, I offer warm greetings of peace and solidarity to you all. I also want to call out the unions here today, the incredible union movement, workers of New South Wales, standing together behind the banner of Unions for Peace, led by Unions New South Wales President Lauren Hutchins and Secretary Mark Morey. Give them a big round of applause. Peace is union business. We share with you the deep sorrow we all feel at the genocide, starvation and now famine inflicted on the people of Gaza. The genocide, the starvation and famine we witness every minute of the day via news broadcasts. As a teacher union, I assure you, our members educate for peace, not war. Yeah. In 1947, former president of our union, Sam Lewis, attended the second conference of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, we know it as UNESCO, in Mexico City. Not long after President Sam returned from that conference in Mexico, UNESCO declared that all wars are fought against children. Sam ensured that this concept was embedded into the political psyche of the New South Wales Teachers Federation. I want you to know about a unanimous decision carried recently by the executive of the New South Wales Teachers Federation regarding the genocide and starvation in Gaza. It paid part its stakes. The New South Wales Teachers Federation stands resolute in its urgent and active support for the children, teachers and broader population of Gaza and all Palestinian people under occupation who are enduring unconscionable pain, suffering, starvation and bombardment. It goes on to say the Federation emphatically restates its commitment to the Australian Council of Trade Unions statement on Gaza and strongly supports the call for the Albanese government to impose immediate sanctions on Israel and join with nations across the globe in recognising the state of Palestine at the United Nations. Further, we resolve to work with the union movement in New South Wales and across Australia, as well as civil society and community groups and government, to achieve peace and justice for the Palestinian people and a political and diplomatic settlement consistent with the United Nations resolutions. We educate for peace, not war. All wars are fought against children. Peace is union business. In solidarity, thank you.
see the union movement join us and join our demands. And let us be clear what our demands are. The Albanese government 2 weeks ago recognised a Palestinian state, and this has never been a demand of our movement. Our demands have been clear: sanction Israel. And when we say sanction Israel, we are not talking about individual members of a government like Ben Gavir and other far-right nationalists. We are talking crippling economic sanctions that will cripple Israel and turn it into the pariah state that it is. If Israel is going to break every rule of war, and commit almost every crime against humanity, against the Palestinian people, there is only one proportionate and justifiable response, and that is to completely isolate Israel from the world stage.
Of continued oppression and exploitation, those who are part of a rotten military in alliance with the United States, with Donald Trump. Those who are determined to spend, those who want to spend billions of dollars on weapons and war machines to prepare for even more wars and conflicts in the future, rather than spend it on public housing, on wage rises for public servants, on the things that we need in this country. Let alone lifting a finger to stop this genocide in Gaza, and that's what we've seen for the last 2 years. This is a movement, as we've said from the beginning, of people power against the establishment in this country. And that's why we're going to have to keep fighting like never before, because it's not enough just to win a majority of people over. We need to build a movement that can force change out of the hands of those in power.
We do have agency as a collective. If we can get 300